From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Donald Trump is heading to the Midwest for some celebration. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is heading to the U.S. heartland this afternoon, celebrating with some of the voters who are sending him to the White House, while touting his success at keeping nearly 1,000 manufacturing jobs from leaving the country to Mexico. The billionaire real estate mogul won the hearts and votes of blue-collar workers by promising to boost the U.S. labor market. He's visiting the Carrier air conditioner maker in the Midwestern state of Indiana after he and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, now the Indiana governor, wooed the manufacturer's executives with tax incentives to keep the jobs in the state, even as the company sends others to Mexico. Later, the Republican president-elect heads to Cincinnati in neighboring Ohio for a campaign-style rally in the key battleground election state that Trump won easily over Democrat Hillary Clinton in last month's election. There are some reports out today that tell of a telephone call between Donald Trump and the Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The report said when invited to Pakistan by the prime minister, Trump replied he would love to come to a fantastic country, fantastic place of fantastic people. The president-elect's office confirmed that the call was made. It did go through, but did not corroborate any specific quotes or Trump's response to the alleged invitation, simply saying that the two leaders had a productive conversation about the future relationship of their two countries. Make sure you follow these stories and others on our website. Just surf to voanews.com or check out VOA and VOA News on all social platforms. This is VOA. The Bolivian Civil Aviation Authority has indefinitely suspended La Mia Airlines operating permits after its airplane carrying a Brazilian soccer team crashed near Medellin, Colombia, killing 71 people this week. Brazilian and Bolivian news reports say an employee from the Santa Cruz de la Sierra airport in Bolivia told authorities that she warned a La Mia representative the fuel on board was insufficient in case of an emergency. Celia Castedo told authorities about the observation she made in the flight plan filed by a La Mia dispatcher. A Bolivian newspaper reported that Castedo wrote that the plan needed changes and specifically referred to the insufficient fuel for the estimated flight time of 4 hours and 22 minutes between the Bolivian airport and the Colombian city of Medellin. Cockpit audio recordings obtained Wednesday by Colombian media outlets revealed the pilot of the plane repeatedly asking for permission to land because the aircraft was out of fuel and had total electrical failure. An official with the International Committee of the Red Cross says more than 20,000 people displaced from East Aleppo are staying in two collective shelters in the northern city, warning that many more thousands will be displaced if the fighting continues. Paul Kersiak, head of communications at the ICRC in Damascus, told the Associated Press Thursday that the situation of displaced people who fled districts in eastern Aleppo is very dramatic and heartbreaking. U.S. allies in East Asia Thursday welcomed the incrementally tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea by the United Nations Security Council, but few in the region expect those new measures to deter the Kim Jong-un government. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, has dealt with some of the world's worst conflicts since taking her post on August of 2013. Slade Kahok has more.
North Korea has been under UN sanctions since 2006 for its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile tests, but it has persisted in building nuclear arms. Power told VOA the new sanctions will close some of the loopholes of the previous ones, but much will depend on how well they are implemented by China, North Korea's main benefactor.
My sense is that they find two nuclear tests in a calendar year extremely destabilizing.
Power's term as UN ambassador ends early next year when the new Republican administration takes over. Zlati Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
And the Nestle company says it's discovered a way to cut the amount of sugar that goes into its candy bars, but without affecting the taste. Expect to see it in 2018. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.